Logan. I didn't hear that.
You can't hear me?
Well, you're just really quiet.
You can't hear me?
I can now.
You just clapped really, really loud, and we didn't hear it. So.
It looks like you had a thunderclap.
Or did I?
It's a muted
Am I really
clap.
Quiet again?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I really quiet?
It's better now.
It's better now?
Yeah. Just keep doing that.
Am I just talking louder?
Maybe.
Can you hear me?
What episode is this?
178.
So exactly how many does that make that since I've edited any of these?
178.
178. Let's see, the last one you edited. I'll find out here. We're definitely over 10. It's on to page 2 now.
Yeah, it's too many at this point.
161 was the last one you actually edited back in March.
Well, so get them all edited, and then we can take a couple weeks off while we play reruns.
Oh, there you go. You know, I was looking back, though. This is actually, we're coming up on our 4th anniversary of restarting the Council Cast.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. A lot.
Tis a long time, dude. All right, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 178, being recorded on August 24th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and no expertise. All the council's decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. And we got Mr. Shithead over there, I guess, is kind of what it looks like. Welcome.
Welcome.
You don't know who I was talking about, did you?
I saw the
welcome. To
I
the
saw the emoji.
Well, you know, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, if you are joining us today, you may need insulin delivered to your body. And I have the greatest product in the world for you. I'll sell it to you for $1 million. Where apparently it's a miniature robot that delivers insulin to you without needles. I'm not really sure.
How
small are we talking about?
Small?
How small?
Oh, hey, Logan.
What are we talking
Logan.
About?
He says eventually you poop it out.
Oh. That's
good times.
Fun.
There it is.
Good times.
Let's take a look at this. Let's get the scoop on this poop.
How miniature are we talking about? Can we define miniature? Because this thing's going to be inside you.
I wouldn't say it's miniature.
It's going to start up here in your belly.
That looks pretty big.
And then
big.
It, is that to it's scale? Going to fit the exact size of your colon. That's the small
it's
intestine.
To scale.
Yeah, it's definitely to scale.
It's to scale. Yep.
Freaking horse pill.
That looks like
there is what? The anus.
Oh, I can see where the blockage took place. Oh my lord, look at that thing.
You know, it could also be used to block your poop.
Okay. I'm confused. Is it like one of those pills that you have where you pour water on it or you put it in a thing of water and then it turns into a giant sponge? Is that what the pill is like? And then it opens up to create this?
This is not a chia pet, I don't think.
And then it releases insulin?
I'm not exactly sure what that is on the side of the body. That looks very strange.
It does. It makes me think of like a delayed release kind of capsule that goes in your body and just dissolves and lets out the medicine that you need over a period of time. That's what it really
is. Insulin pump.
Actually, so yes, apparently that pump is already inside of you. So that's the insulin pump, and when you need to refill it, you actually you swallow these pills, and it will attach itself to the insulin pump and refill it the pump itself.
I don't like this at all. I mean, it's not like anything could go wrong.
I mean, you just have to poop it out.
It has to make it to the pump in the first place. I am very skeptical. I'm not sure I would want to do this.
It's like on Star Trek when Bones is like, how barbaric to cut someone open. Why don't you just heal them? Like, yeah, why are we sticking machines inside of your gut to heal you? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'd be interested. I don't have to deal with actual insulin pump. So I don't really have a voice in this matter to say, like, I feel like this, it would suck less to have a giant pump in my stomach than it would to have a pump on the outside of my person. But I don't know. I just feel weird about having a pump in my gut.
Well, I don't know. Your gut exists no matter what. It's just, how do you refill it?
Oh.
And so, pills, you have to get it refilled doing, I don't know, some other method.
No. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
do you have to do like a backflip to get it refilled if you don't have these pills?
People with
diabetes, I can't do a backflip.
Have a pump just installed automatically, right?
But I mean, that's a zipper.
Usually on the outside, right?
Check the side of your. Zipper. There's a zipper on the side of your body. You have to find it and unzip it. I guess if you had a really bad case, and you, this would be an alternative, but it looks kind of iffy that pill is going to find its way to that pump. It does sound
pretty complicated, I would agree. And I'll be honest, when I first read this, I thought this was just like a little pill that had a robot that would swim around inside of you and just dispense insulin from the little pill robot. And I thought cool.
That feels a lot safer, actually.
I believe those are called my nanites.
So, thumbs down for not being nanites.
Yeah. You deliver insulin. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm going to say thumbs down.
I really want to poop one of those machines out, so.
Can you just jump already?
That sounds painful. But you know what isn't painful is shoving rocks up your butt that aren't actual rocks.
Wait, we go from robots down the mouth to rocks up your ass. This is a great episode so far.
Hey, this is a family show. Don't say rocks.
Yeah, that's not right.
Oh, sorry.
But apparently, Jones. the Perseverance rover, which is on Mars, has apparently been trying to drill for rock samples, and it turns out that it can't. It's struggling. It's struggling to perform. We didn't send it with the right pills.
Perform.
No, apparently they thought this is the first time that they've been trying to do actual core samples on Mars, which is a little bit different than picking up a rock. So it's like they drill into it and they're supposed to get like this cylinder of rock pulled out. And it turns out that the rock on Mars, or at least on the surface, must be extremely soft, that when they did the drill coring operation, the entire core just turned to dust.
I'll be darned.
Weird.
So are they learning something about...
They just wouldn't be able to keep it the way they thought.
Yeah, they were able to drill it. They made a hole. They just couldn't keep the sample that they made.
Huh. So there's no like solid core driller.
How are they controlling the drill?
Remotely.
Remote control. Yes, remotely. They're not there, so it would be remote.
Is this them controlling it now?
Like, yeah, that is live.
Is this a live shot?
That's live. Absolutely.
It's probably the best one yet. So I wonder if they're learning something new about the Mars soil that they did not realize before.
I think they are. So clearly they thought that it was supposed to be a whole lot harder than what it actually is. And it turns out it might not be. Or maybe just where they landed is not. So.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm going to say thumbs up for science.
Yeah, they said that the fundamental conclusion is that what was supposed to be a sample of Martian rock is instead a pulverized bunch of dust and crumbles sitting in the borehole. There's not enough rock in the sample tube, and there's too much would-be sample on the Martian ground. So they've clearly found out there's a problem. These rocks are not going to come back to Earth anymore.
Interesting.
They don't want to bring Mars dust back?
No, I guess not. They gave up on it.
Interesting.
Thumbs up for science.
So we'll see if it does it again. It's supposed to drill sometime later. But, you know, thumbs up for learning something new that we thought we knew.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep. Huh.
You thought you knew that.
Yeah, if you thought you knew everything.
Thought you knew everything. If you thought you knew everything, you know, my next question would be, how many digits of pi do you have memorized?
When do you know by?
3.
3.141592.
Oh, I forgot the point.
5.4. That's what I can remember.
3. I have 3 memorized. 3.
If you don't know more than 6.8 trillion digits, then you're a dummy.
Dang it.
I'm a dummy.
But yeah, apparently a Swiss university, I'll give everybody credit. You know, you at least knew 3 digits, so I'll give you that. A+ for effort.
I knew several.
Swiss University, though, broke the record for number of digits calculated, though. So apparently they calculated 62.8 trillion digits of pi, which blew away the current record holder, which was 50 trillion digits just last year.
I'm going to say big whoopity-doo. I don't really understand why this is even a thing. It is not solvable. Why do we want to show how not solvable it is? I don't get it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
If it is solvable,
that's what they're trying
all
to do.
All the thumbs I have to say thumbs down. What a waste of time.
It took them 108
days. It is not solvable.
Days.
What a waste of time.
What? 108 what?
108 days and 9 hours to compute the new value.
Did they do it by hand?
No, they actually used.
Don't tell me they used a computer.
They didn't actually do it.
Oh, did they use a miniature computer that you swallow to help your insulin levels and you poop it out later?
They used a rig powered by 2 32-core AMD EPYC processors with a terabyte of RAM and 38 hard drives for 16 terabytes of storage each.
Wow, that'd be tough to pass.
34 of them were used to store the value of pi. So you needed, what is 16 times 34?
Not 3.
3.141592654.
544 terabytes of storage just to store that number of pi.
Okay, you're making my point. You're making my point over and over and over again. What a waste.
A
complete waste of time.
But what? Okay.
Resources, energy is stupid. Stupid.
Hold on. Question over here. I am curious about
our resident science expert here.
What can we do with pi if we know it to its completion?
Nothing. We just have
you can calculate the diameter of a circle that much more accurate.
No.
That's it?
You have a used computer. That's all you have is a used computer.
But how do they know that it's not done then? Like, we solved it to this many.
Because
and we stopped.
That's the whole thing with pi, is it doesn't repeat, right? So they're just looking for a repeating cycle.
Yeah, but we already know that.
Then they know it's done.
Brother.
Well, maybe it's in the 70 trillion digit range that it repeats.
This is like,
I think it's in the bajillion trillion range. Yeah, I agree with you, Silas.
Yeah, I'm going to
sit down.
However,
the computer they use sound pretty cool. I'll give that computer a thumbs up.
What if it allows me to eat more pie on Pi Day because they know how many digits it is, then I would give it a thumbs up. Is there any way that it would allow me to eat more pieces of pie?
Sure. I think that's good.
The only good thing about this is that this information can be used in Final Jeopardy. That's about it. That's the only positive thing. It's Final Jeopardy.
You know, I'll give it a thumbs up if the computer can not only calculate and store the value of pi, but recite it.
And order pi at the same time.
Yes. Mm,
I wanted to recite it.
I wonder how long it would take
to recite it. That was the end of my thought. I just wanted to recite it.
Well, you know, something that you don't need pi for is batteries exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not good because GM has recalled every single Chevy Bolt ever made because it may catch on fire.
Wow.
So yeah, they're
are these the same batteries that caught on fire on the airplanes?
Maybe.
Well, that's a good question because are they built the same way?
Samsung that did this.
They're actually LG batteries. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have the same issue that the Samsung ones did. but they're including basically, I don't know, almost 500,000 cars.
Oh, okay. I was going to joke. So what are they going to do with the 12 cars once they get them back? It didn't seem like it's a very popular car. But apparently it's a very popular car.
Chevy or GM, I guess, says that if you do own one of these, do not park it inside. So you should only park it outside, and also don't charge it too much, and also don't charge it too little.
Oh, brother.
These are not solid state batteries, correct?
I don't know.
I don't think that they are. I listened to a conversation the other day about solid state batteries, and it sounded like they were not a thing that were currently. Somebody said that some university said that they found the solution to making them a viable battery type. And so it sounds like it's probably not in cars yet. I'll look into it a little bit more for next week.
I don't think so, because I think they're still they're using lithium ion batteries in cars. And I think, obviously those are still not solid state batteries.
Solid state batteries.
What would be an example of a solid state battery?
A solid state battery is a battery technology that uses
ammonia.
Solid electrodes and a solid electrical base instead of a liquid or polymer gel electrolyte.
Okay, so what is a D cell battery? Is that a polymer?
No.
What is a small battery that you would use in everything, household items? It's not a solid state, is it?
I'd say none of the batteries you have that you go buy at Walmart are solid state batteries.
Oh, no. They were invented in 1831.
What were? The batteries we use?
One?
No, I don't think that they...
One of our listeners just asked if we've heard of the 1015 Club.
Heard of the Pen 15 Club.
Pen 15 Club, yes.
Yeah.
You want to join?
What is it?
He's already in it.
I'm already in it.
I don't think it's a solid state battery. Let's put it that way. You're not going to be able to buy one anytime soon.
Okay. So while solid electrolytes were first discovered in the 19th century, several drawbacks, such as low energy densities, have prevented widespread application. Developments in the late 20th and 21st century have caused renewed interest in solid-state battery technologies, especially in the context of electric vehicles. During the 2010s, materials proposed use as solid electrolytes in solid batteries include ceramics, oxides, sulfides, phosphates, and solid polymers. Solid-state batteries have found use in pacemakers, RFID, and wearable devices. They are potentially safer with higher energy densities, but at a much higher cost. Challenges to widespread adoption include energy and power density, stability, material sensitivity, and stability.
I joined the club.
Yay! Congrats!
Good job.
Why did I let you do that? One of our listeners just drew on my hand.
Well, you know what? If you wanted to really get him back, buy him a Chevy Bolt, and it might explode on him.
There you go.
So, how do they plan on fixing this? Since the battery technology. Oh.
Paying people back for buying the car.
They said that basically they will do a repair for free, but they have to get new batteries made. So they're going to replace everybody's batteries.
Interesting. What okay, I'm so there's a battery that's safer.
No, they're just going to have LG make more replacement batteries.
Okay.
So No guarantee, I guess. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to say thumbs down. The whole thing seems hokey. I think they're putting trackers on all the vehicles, what they think they're doing. I think this is a government conspiracy. It's a cover-up.
That's entirely possible. About. Yeah, I give it a thumbs down for...
You're still trying to cover up water.
I mean, Samsung had a battery explode. LG's now got batteries explode. And I just read an article today that there's another Samsung phone that blew up on an airplane.
What does Tesla use for a battery? Because they don't blow up, do they?
No, they make their own.
Oh, they have a proprietary special battery, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
So, yeah, you know, I guess that's that's fun. So maybe you want to hold off on buying a new Bolt if you're going to buy one. But, you know, if you do want
something
Tesla
you might
batteries,
want to start purchasing...
I was going to say more Tesla's batteries could instead be used to power his new prototype robot.
That's not a robot. It's a man, baby.
So apparently Elon Musk unveiled his idea of a robot and walked out this prototype, which was literally just a person in a bodysuit.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, brah. Come on,
oh
brah.
Oh my goodness.
This is like the dumbest thing ever.
When you become the second richest person in the world, you know that everyone's watching you, and literally everything becomes a joke then. You're just like, you know what? People are going to be like, what's Elon going to come up with? He has so much money. He must be smart enough to come up with something interesting. And what I'll do is I'll make them watch a person pretending to be a... I'll tell them it's a robot, but it'll be a person pretending to be a robot.
I gotta wonder...
And then I'll watch their faces go, I don't know. It's like, you know that story of the king's invisible clothes or whatever it was? So the person... There's a story about the king, and he was so arrogant that when the person who came to present him with clothes showed up and said, look, I'll show you with my hands here. Look, don't you like the outfit that I've prepared for you? And he's like, he didn't want to appear stupid. Like he couldn't see the outfit. And he said, it looks great. And he said, it is made with the finest materials in the entire world. Here, put it on. It feels weightless. Puts it on and goes, oh, it does feel nice. He hasn't put it on anything. He's wearing literally nothing. It's just his imagination. I feel like Elon is trying to play the same game on us some which way. Like, oh, don't you like my robot? And you're like, it's not a robot. And he's like, oh, obviously you're not smart enough to recognize that it is a robot. And you're like, oh, yeah, but I am smart, Elon. I do like your robot.
Yep. You don't even have to, if you're that rich and you're that creative and you're that special, you could create a robot by not creating a robot. I think this is a thumbs up. He's bypassed all of the patents, all the hard work, everything. Yeah, he's just like, you know what? Why don't we just have people walk around kind of robotic and just call them robots? I think he skipped a lot of important steps.
You know, I kind of imagine what was the conversation that I can only imagine Elon Musk was having with the guy who's wearing the suit. And the guy's like, Wait, you want me to do what? Yeah, I want you to put this on and walk around like you're a robot. But
yes, sir, Mr. Musk.
Okay. He says that apparently he thinks that a prototype could come out sometime in 2022. So, you know, I think he's well on his way to having his prototype figured out.
Yep, that looked amazing. That prototype was killer. I'm going to say thumbs up because I'm going to think thumbs up for someone being so rich and so weird that they can do anything they want.
It looks like the default avatar inside of Unreal Engine. It does. It looks like they just slightly modified the default avatar inside of Unreal Engine that you use when you are like walking around designing your game or your cinematic. Oh, but then they cut to this shot. That just looks
so bad.
Amazing.
You know,
Elon is over here holding a straight face. He loves it.
Oh my god! Why are they
dancing?
This is even worse than I thought. How could anybody watch this and think this was real?
Well, the people that were there were like, "Oh, it's not a robot. Oh, that's crazy. We got taken. That was so good. Musk, you got us."
I'm going to give it a thumbs up for the guy who is in the suit. And, I mean, he's got to have been told some crazy-ass story.
That's fantastic. Elon is, like, so tickled. He's like, "I got you all so good. Y'all thought that was going to be a real robot."
Just wait. I bet there's going to be more companies that copy them too, and they're going to come out with robots that, you know, are prototyped body suits. Basically, this is what our robot will look like.
There you go.
So he has this plan for it to be 5'8", carry capacity 45 pounds, can deadlift 150 pounds, or extended lift 10 pounds.
I mean, I can lift all that.
That's a pretty weak robot, I'll be honest.
Wait, does it mean that it will weigh 45 pounds?
No. It weighs 125 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed in the fact
screen that screen for useful information.
That he's making a robot that looks like a human. Because, you know, he's so... Tesla, for example, is so against it, at least they're going against this mold of like what cars should look like. And so I think if he's going to truly make a robot that's like next generation, like it probably doesn't look like a human if I had to guess. Like, I would not say we're the most efficient shape for a robot to do something.
You know, you say that, but all the things that we would need the robot to do have already been built for humans to do.
That's a good point. That's true.
We're also lazy by nature. So if we don't have to change all of the other equipment, we'll probably design a robot to do what we need it to do so we don't have to change all of our other equipment. It's like when you look at futuristic movies and they're drastic changes to the infrastructure. You're like, yeah, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, we just talked about that last week.
Think about the road construction. Yeah, it just goes right back to the same point, man.
When we were talking too about, I watched this recently where they broke down, watched this video where they were breaking down a bunch of Spielberg's effects and the art design for his movies. And in Minority Report, he was like very, very, very adamant that while it was going to be futuristic, that it wasn't so far futuristic that it wouldn't exist. He's like, I want it to look dirty and like lived in.
Oh yeah, like, you're right. Because having humans who can see the future is super realistic.
He didn't say he wanted the concept to be realistic. He wanted the city to look realistic. He said, the people reading people's minds is going to be the one nugget that's going to be hard to get over. So let's not give them a whole bunch of things that are going to be hurdles to believing in this movie. Suspension of disbelief.
I guess I'll give him credit for that because you know what? The one thing he hasn't done is broken his penis during sex, apparently. So
That we know of.
Yeah, I just read this article and I cringed throughout the entire thing.
So yeah, a man in the UK appears to have done the first and probably maybe not the only person to have ever broken his penis vertically. Which I'm trying to understand how do you break it?
Like, vertically? Do they mean like this?
No, and that's no, but that's a real thing. So don't joke about that because that happens.
I mean, like,
oh god, I did not need to know that.
I mean, like, this.
I'm trying to understand how this would work.
Yeah, if you have a catheter in for too long, sometimes it does this.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
FYI, for those of you who are wondering, this article is just hard to read.
So does it break like this or like this or some other way?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out.
Sure, that they don't mean just like by broken. They just mean it went flaccid, broken in half.
They said it like it's like a bruise, and sometimes there's loud popping that happens. And when there's too much force and it buckles under the pressure, it causes blood and the penis to leak out, you know, things that shouldn't happen or shouldn't be used in the same sentence. Yikes.
All right, thumbs down. Let's go on to Elon Musk pitches.
I give this up. Thumbs down for that.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Bad for you.
This is terrible.
Yeah. I'm going to move to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. I'm going to go first. I think Mr. Musk should come up with he should sell his robot full body suit as a thing you can buy for you, or like if you're a company and you want to buy robots and you're like, oh, this would be really, really cool. You can go buy these outfits and then hire a bunch of random people and just put them in these outfits and say, hey, we have a robot workforce now.
Thumbs up. That sounds exactly. He probably has already thought of like ways to sell the suits. You know, you can get your robots throwing flames with flamethrowers and drinking Tesla Quila.
Can you imagine at an auto workers plant, if they come in and they see like four robot looking things doing all kinds of robot movements over there, putting a car together, and someone says, that's the new crew. They're going to put us out of business. Something bad would happen.
what if it wasn't just dressing people up? What if that suit turned people into robots?
Even better. Ooh, what if it used their life force, like Matrix, but like they didn't use humans as batteries, like in a big battery farm. It was just like inside of the robot suit. So the robot was controlling you, and you couldn't help but move however the suit made you move.
Yeah,
it's like it feels like.
I like that idea. Yeah, it's your body heat, your body essence, like powers the robot, mm-hmm. and then when they're done with you, it ejects you out the back.
Out the back, I like that.
It poops you out the back of the suit.
Yeah, when it's done using your insulin pump, it poops you out the back.
It's like a whole Soylent Greens.
Full circle.
A whole Soylent Greens thing, you know.
Well, you know what? If that were the case, they would definitely just put pacemakers inside of every single human being. That way the robot could live forever.
True. Got to think these things through.
Like a robot. Think like a robot.
Little known fact, The Fifth Element was also a movie shot to look like it could really happen.
Okay, so Muskie says
two thumbs up. It's Elon.
I have a suggestion. I would like to, in the future, I'm hoping that there will be robotic horses. And so I would like to see Elon get one of these robot costumes for two people that can pretend like they're a horse, and they can go, you know, and you have the front back person, then
two can, people into a robot horse. All right. Mm-hmm.
And I would like him to present that at one of his, tech shows that he does.
present at next tech show.
Expo, at the next Elon Expo. I want him to do the robotic horse.
Musk Expo.
You know, you think about Apple as a company.
Human centipede thing.
Oh, it definitely is.
It's a horse.
It's a robotic centipede thing.
It's a horse.
You know, you think about Apple and how over the top their presentations are. Like, it's just so polished that it's too shiny to look at sometimes. I feel like Elon has taken the exact opposite approach with his presentations. Like, let's do it on some rickety stage and have some person dress up as a robot. Like, Apple doesn't reveal they have a robot until they have a robot. Oh man. Yeah, I like your horse idea. It weirds me out, but man, you had me at a mechanical centipede. So. I have a pitch for Elon.
Elon Musk, he says, two thumbs up to robot horse.
Hey,
thanks, all
right. Elon. Nice. I'm glad he can be part of this.
I would like to ask Elon to come up with maybe a pill or something that you can take that will make your penis so hard that it will never break. If he could give me something like that, just for peace of mind. He just already has thumbs down.
Oh, and you call it real steel. Real steel.
Can I give four thumbs down? Good God.
I just take it just in case.
I take it just in case. The like ad campaign could always be like, pill. Yeah. Do you want your penis to break? I did neither.
God, no.
So I take real steel.
Does your penis ever do this?
Ever since I started taking real steel, my penis hasn't wanted to break one time.
Oh, that's just... That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I'm not even sure the idea is, but I'm going to put thumbs up.
Oh, thanks.
And Muskie put thumbs down.
Oh, well, you know. Doesn't know a good idea when he sees one. He thought that a person dressed up as a robot was a good substitute for a robot.
A person dressed up as a robot who dresses up as a horse?
There's the inception. There's the idea within an idea.
And then when they unveil the horse, they got those two robot guys inside. That would be funny.
Yeah. Logan, anything?
Logan?
I would like Elon Musk to take a step back. Really think hard on this one. And
shove it up his butt.
What's he actually doing with his life?
Reevaluate his life.
Reevaluate his life.
Pitch him is to reevaluate his life.
All right.
This person tried to say his child's name, which I don't know how to. And he went, "Wait, what'd you say?" He goes, your kid." He goes, "Oh yeah, huh. Okay then." Like,
what's the kid's name?
Yes.
What's the kid's name?
I don't even know how to say it.
It's a collection of symbols and letters and symbols. It looks like a math problem. Okay, we shamed Kim Kardashian for naming her child Northwest.
Yeah, so their baby's name is X Ash A12. Literally.
What do you suppose they call him? X
Ashward.
Oh, crap.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's my pitch. Could you reevaluate your life for one second, please? Your child's name, you're screwing with the cryptocurrency market, you're putting guys in robot suits and saying, "Look, I designed a robot."
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to see. Elon Musk, he says he'll give it a shot.
I'm sure.
Don't change your life.
I didn't say change anything. I just said think about it for a long second.
He spends so much time thinking about his own life. How is he going to get around to making our ideas possibilities?
Yeah.
I want
the
real steel, and I want it now.
You know, I will say this. I will say this one thing. This robot idea of his is on par with everything that we have ever pitched him. So he should really start listening to our podcasts and look for some nuggets in there.
I'm pretty sure if you go back through the pitches, we proposed a robot to him at one point.
I'm sure
multiple
robots, in fact.
Well,
maybe so we should be getting royalties as soon as these things get sold.
Yeah, because we have proof. Because we have all these episodes edited and saved.
Yes.
Well, we have the live versions on YouTube, so we could just start releasing those again.
That's true.
Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, who are listening. We record this live Tuesday nights on YouTube, and if you, for some reason, liked what you saw and want to check out all of the past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or find us on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.